Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now, I know a lot of us out there have had periods of time where we've been struggling to work our way through phone objections. So I have three super easy, super cool objection busting exercises. Now, these exercises are going to help you get a lot better. It's going to build up those objection handling muscle groups. So the very first exercise that I have for you is called sparring. And it's no different than what boxers and mixed martial artists do, where you're going up against a teammate or an opponent, and you're kind of working through some of your moves. And in this case, it's going to be your prospecting moves. So what you're going to do with this exercise, it's best that you have somebody on your team that you're going to call. And, you know, because we're talking about phone calls, right? So you want to call them at a designated time. And what you're going to do is you're going to call them with your quote-unquote phone pitch. Now, what the other person's job is going to be, it's going to be to pepper you with phone objections. And your job is going to be to answer them. Now, what you're going to do, because we want to raise the difficulty level here, and this kind of leads to another tip. And this one I learned from my brother, who was a Navy SEAL. And what he told me one time when we were talking about the training that he went through is that, I'll never forget the phrase, he said, we trained tougher than reality. In other words, the preparation that they were doing was way tougher than the actual scenario that they were training for. And I think many times with sales training, we're guilty of the opposite, that we're really not training adequately for the situation. In other words, we'll do these stupid role plays, and, you know, after one objection, the other person says, all right, I'll buy it, or all right, come on down, let's have an appointment. And life doesn't work that way. So we want to train tougher than the scenario. So to that end, your job now is going to be, when you call this other teammate of yours, you're going to have to. I want you to go three rounds on every objection. So if they say to you, well, you know, I'm really sorry, but, you know, we already have a vendor or we're under contract, what you have to do is give them three different responses for that one objection. Now, why would I possibly make you train tougher than reality, right? Well, there's a very simple reason. Because, I mean, you're not going to have to give a prospect three answers to every objection in real life. So we're getting you prepared. And you have to remember something. It's going to do wonders for your confidence. Because now it's never going to be a matter of, can I respond? It's going to be, how shall I respond? And that's a very real big difference there. So that's the very first thing. Now, you could kind of kick it up a notch, if you will, by recording those sparring sessions. And the way that you could do it is just go onto your conference call line or use something, you know, like freeconferencecall.com or something like that. Record the call and then go back and listen to your game tape, so to speak, right? That's going to help you out. So that's the very first thing that you're going to do. The second exercise, this I have blatantly stolen from actors and actresses, and it's called the yes and improvisation exercise. Now, what a lot of actors and actresses do as part of their training is that they will practice their improvisation skills. Now, there's a famous exercise, and it's called yes and. So what happens is, in these exercises, is they kind of bump into each other and somebody says something that the other person has no idea what they're going to say. Like, they might say something like, wow, it's a really crappy day out today, huh? Now, the other person now has to go, yes, and add to it somehow. So they might say, yes, and, you know, of all the days now for me to, you know, have to work outside, right, on a crappy day like today. Now, the other person now has to kind of go with it, right? And they keep saying yes, and they build on it. Well, you could do the same thing with your phone objections, right? And you could have that other person, that teammate, throw something random at you. Like, for example, you know, you're going down a call list and you could have fun with it. And you could say, I mean, not that you're ever going to say it on the phone. Yes, and you know what? You're the lucky winner out of all those people on that, you know, off of that calling list. I chose you, man. How cool is that? And then the other person kind of adds to it. And then you could really throw, like, all kinds of stuff in there. So the whole point of the exercise, you're not going to actually say these things on the phone, but it develops your wit. It develops your reflexes and your comeback skills and your rebuttal skills. And once again, we're really training tougher than reality. And my suggestion here would be to record that call as well, because then you can go back and listen to the game tape. And then last but not least, this is one that I've been preaching for a long time. I'm guessing it's probably a good 10 years that I've been talking about this. I call it the 3-minute workout. What I want you to do, every single day, at the start of the day, call your voicemail. And when you call that voicemail, you can do a variety of things. And what you could do is you could basically call the voicemail and you could do whatever your normal phone pitch would be. You can call your voicemail and do whatever your normal voicemail would be. It could be a talking point that you're going to have to be able to embrace during the day in a meeting that you have coming up with the ABC company or whatever. So there's really no end to what you can say, but the only rule is that you want to kind of keep it 30 seconds or less, right? So that's the first part of it. Now you're going to do the same thing at the end of the day. And again, you could change it up. You could, like I said, you can call up and do your phone pitch. You can do your voicemail message that you would do, a specific message that you know that you're going to have to leave for someone that you're trying to get in front of because they never answer their damn phone. This can be practice for that. So far, right? We've got 30 seconds in the morning. We've got 30 seconds in the afternoon. We're up to 1 minute of the 3-minute workout. Now, where does that other 2 minutes come from? Well, earlier in the day, when you get done leaving that message for yourself, take 1 minute to listen to yourself and evaluate how you came across. Did you sound confident? How were your no's and basically's and ums? Was the message riddled with things like that? How was your message itself? The clarity. Again, did you sound confident or did you sound like somebody who's really uncomfortable making that call? Now, if you do that, take 1 minute to evaluate it. You're not going to be spending all day overanalyzing your performance and avoiding the other work you have to do. If you do that at the end of the day, also, that's another minute. That's going to bring you to 3 minutes. But here's the cool thing. These two workout sessions a day that amount to no more than 3 minutes really add up. Because if you dedicate, if you're committed to doing this every single workday, right? That's 5 times a week. That's 10 more workouts at the end of a week than you've had right now. The end of a year, that's 500 more workouts. How could you not get better at the phone? So there you have it, folks. 3 very, very simple tips and exercises that you can do. We talked about sparring and certainly recording it. We talked about the concept of training tougher than reality. We talked about the yes and improvisation exercise, and we talked about the 3-minute workout. Now, if you found value in this, I want to remind you that we're really at the deadline now. Today is actually the last day. Today's April 20th, and we're going to be launching our prospecting course tomorrow. It's a 4-session course, and what I do with all my courses is I always deliver them live and I record them. So for those of you who can't join us live, now you can just get the replay and you could certainly go at your own pace. But I've loaded this prospecting course up with extras such as phone scripts, voicemail scripts, email templates, LinkedIn templates. We're going to be talking about things like cold calling. We're going to be talking about emailing. We're going to be talking about creative approaches that your peers are using throughout the pandemic, and they've been getting a lot of great success with it. We're going to be certainly talking about text messaging and snail mail and other ways of really trying to get in front of a prospect that finds it way too easy to disregard and delete you. So if you're interested and you want to learn more, today's the day, folks. I'm hoping that you'll join us. Oh, and by the way, before I forget, I was saying I loaded this up with extras, with all the things like the templates and the phone scripts and all that. But I also added it up with two bonus sessions that I'm offering for free. And in the bonus sessions, they're pre-recorded. Again, you could, I don't care if you go through it 6 months from now. I won't tell anybody. But if you want to join us, and I hope you do, please at least stop by and have a look at the program. It's only $299. And really think about it. How many good ideas would you have to get from me to get you $299 back, right? I mean, it's we've cut the cost on this thing down to almost nothing. So if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/sellbetter, all lowercase, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/sellbetter, you can learn all the juicy details. I'm hoping that I see you guys in class tomorrow, and we'll talk to you soon.